I'm done, Susan.
Okay, we'll call our order Board of Works for January 13th. Need a motion to approve the minutes of the December 9th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, department head reports. Do you want me to just call you up one at a time? Okay.
Danny Wilson, City Cemetery. The only thing we got to report is 236 total services we had last year in 2013, and we've had 5 so far this January. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Danny.
Ford Becker, Fire Department. We had 2,589 runs for 2013. And so far, we are run 84 as of today. And the only thing really we have going on, we had a few issues with some paint on our 2 new rescue trucks. Where some bubbling paint, and that's all under warranty. And we are in the process of getting those in and getting those repaired. And on top of it. Thanks.
Thanks, Gordon.
Laura, you want to go now? Right now, I'm going to introduce Laura Ariel. She is the new director. Hi. For the...
Laura Ariel, Vincennes Animal Control. Okay, so far this month, we have adopted out 12 dogs, 3 cats, and we've got 7 dogs and 1 cat in foster care. And on the premises, we have 67 dogs and about 30 cats. So we're actually looking pretty good. We've been doing deep cleaning.
Deep cleaning.
Deep cleaning this week. We had a little bit of a bug issue, and Cleveland has been out every day for the last 7 days for about 6 to 8 hours a day. And wow. That issue is pretty much gone. Okay. Volunteers are amazing. There's a great volunteer staff. They're helping. We haven't done an adoption event. We're going to be doing another adoption event, and we're planning other fundraising events. I got a vehicle fixed. There's an Isuzu that I got fixed last week that I'm driving. It's lovely. It's a 1999 with no bells, no whistles. So, that's pretty much it.
Great. Yeah. Welcome aboard.
Thanks.
Thanks, Laura.
Bill Cooper, City Inspector. Since 12/23 to the date, we've had 46 buildings and violations, and that's it. On demolition of houses, we're sending letters out tomorrow to get started on it. I've got 11 picked out, and they've got till March the 1st to do something with the property, or I'm going to take the proper procedures to have them demolished.
Great. Okay. Great. Thanks, Phil.
Thanks, Phil. And by the way, Dusty may give a report every meeting just because he'll be here at every meeting.
Dusty Luking, Vincennes Police Department. I'd like to report that last year we responded to right in the neighborhood of 11,000 calls, which is pretty normal. Pretty normal year there. We did have, during the inclement weather, we had an officer that had an accident on the ice. It was a property damage, not personal injury accident, but it was caused by the conditions of the road at the time. I would like to give out again kudos to Westport Auto. When this new weather came in, they were again great about loaning us a couple four-wheel drive vehicles in case we need those. Mm-hmm. Because vehicles are hard to get around in when we get bad weather like that. So we appreciate that. The only other thing I'd mention is coming up here towards the end of the month, Indiana Association of Chiefs of Police's conference is coming up and their trade show, and I'll be attending that. So I'm looking forward to doing that, looking at if there's any new cost saving equipment or items that better on. Always a good event. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Chief.
Dustin. Okay, moving on, we have no old business. We'll move to new business. First up is Good Samaritan Hospital's third annual Run for a Nurse, 5K run. Heidi Dodd and Brittany Farmer.
Hey, I'm Heidi Dodd. This is the third time I've been here. We're having our third annual Run for a Nurse scheduled for May 10th at Lincoln High School. I have the route if you guys need it, a map of it. I have extra copies. It's the same route that we typically do, starting at Lincoln High School, going out Bauer Drive to Main Street, and down to Henry Seavers Extension Road, up Hart Street, and back around to the high school. We usually have county help as well. I think the city helped last year, but we usually have county help as well, since about 3/4 of the route is county roads. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay.
Any questions?
Who would like the maps?
You can bring it up here. That's fine.
Okay.
Thanks. Yeah.
Every year for.
Right. Okay. I'll make a motion that we approve the Run for a Nurse on May 10th at Lincoln High School with the aforementioned route and assistance from the county with county roads.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. Great, thanks.
Next is Lighthouse Four Square Church 5K Run. Kathy Sloan.
Hi.
You should have a flyer in your.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I sent the information with the route also. I'm Kathy Sloan with Lighthouse Four Square Church, and we are planning our first annual 5K for missions. We usually go to Africa every 2 years, so we found that this would be a way to fund the projects that we do when we go there. This year, when we go, we are building a church, so the funds that we get from the 5K will help provide the building materials and stuff for the church. We are using the old watermelon route, so, and I believe you have the route and everything there.
Okay. So where in Kenya do you go?
Mombasa.
Mombasa. Dust, you're okay with the route and everything? Okay, well, I'll make a motion to approve the 5K run for the Lighthouse Four Square Church on April 12th using the old watermelon route.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Sure,
thank
thanks. Good luck with that.
Dusty, have a.
Okay, next is open bids on the executive end demolition.
Man with empty hands.
Zero.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Oh, we accept them.
We accept the no bids. Just kidding, just kidding. I can see that in the minutes next week.
Okay, miscellaneous. It's Rollick Frolic in the Pavilion. Dakota's.
Spires, just like it sounds. Yeah.
Dakota Spires from the original company. I'm requesting permission to use the Riverfront Pavilion on June 7th for Rollick Frolic. We got it for no charge last year because it's a community event and it's for kids to display their.
Yeah. So there was an interesting conversation in the lobby before the meeting about what a rollick is, let alone what a frolic is. You actually have an answer to that?
It's Rollick is actually my brother's band.
Oh,
and
okay.
So my
okay.
Dad kind of puts it all together.
Okay, it does answer the question, yeah.
So, yeah, they do other kids' bands from all over the state.
Oh, okay, cool.
I'd like to request permission to use the stage as well.
Okay. Any problem with that, Dan, or?
The date's open and.
Okay, so the stage is in the. We'd have to get Bryce or whoever to put that together.
Work released it.
Yeah, work released in. It last year.
They did, okay, so yeah, okay. All right, so the, what, the, we'll make a motion to approve the no-charge use of the Riverfront Pavilion on June 7th from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the original company's Rollick Frolic, with the attached insurance information, and also the use of the stage.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Great, thanks. Have a good time.
That's all we've got. Need a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
We are.